Good morning, folks. It's time for Democratic Perspective, brought to you by the Verde Valley Independent Democrats, a weekly talk show about political issues facing the Verde Valley, Sedona, Northern Arizona, and the nation at large. Join us for a stimulating, thought-provoking discussion. You'll get the facts as we focus on the real challenges facing Arizonans. Morning, folks. Welcome to Democratic Perspective. Bill Timmerman and I will begin talking about Social Security today. This is Steve Williamson. In the coming weeks, we'll be discussing Medicare and the new Republican proposal to privatize and radically cut benefits. We'll talk about what it means for you. And folks, Republicans are supporting huge cuts in your Medicare benefits. Even some Republicans and conservatives are worried about these proposals. Republicans claim their cuts to save Medicare, just as they made all sorts of promises that when they tried to privatize Social Security back in 2005 and 6. If conservatives were able to privatize Medicare, to turn it into some kind of a voucher program, the next target will certainly be your Social Security. Last year, they claimed they needed to make cuts in Social Security benefits in order to avoid cuts in Social Security benefits. That's sort of like we have to burn down your house in order to save it. But before I turn the program over to Bill Timmerman, a general thought. You don't have to support the party and the political tradition which brought you Social Security, Medicare, the 40-hour work week, Pell Grants, and other government loans to help your kids go to college. But the programs that will benefit you and your family didn't just happen. They were fought for by generations of the liberals and progressives and Democrats that you hear denounced all the time. Conservatives and their predecessors today Tea Partiers opposed all these programs. All the reforms that brought a greater degree of fairness to American society and protect your families economically. The last generations of conservatives grudgingly supported most of the older programs like Social Security while opposing anything new and different. The new generation of Tea Parties, libertarians, and far-right conservatives is more extreme. They want to undo decades of progress in the name of an anti-government ideology, demonizing the federal government and blaming it for all the complex problems of modern life. They want to put the government in chains so it can't do anything outside their narrow agenda. They will return American society to its pre-New Deal dog-eat-dog days. So you don't have to support the folks who brought you all these reforms. But you should be clear and fair about what not supporting the programs will mean for you and your family. It's one thing to be angry and frustrated. We live in confusing and frustrating times. The issues are just plain complicated. Most folks' wages are stagnant. Their medical and retirement benefits are dropping or non-existent. As Americans, we like to think of ourselves as completely independent, standalone individuals who can take care of ourselves. But how many of us can save enough money for our own retirement, given the kind of money that we make nowadays? Can you pay your medical bills, particularly when you get older, or send your kids to college without help from the government in the form of loans, scholarships, and general support to education? There is simply nothing wrong with using government to make your life better.
Good morning, everyone. Republicans have all sorts of ideological complaints about Social Security, but they all fall into just a few categories, which we call conservative myths about Social Security, and that's what we're going to be talking about today. Let's look at the first myth. Social Security is going broke. With all the baby boomers retiring, they say, we'll have more old people drawing money out than we have young people paying in. When we get ready to retire, the money won't be there. Congress has already thought of this. We've known about the baby boom since the 50s. And in the early 80s, Democrats and Republicans worked out changes in the program that increased the revenue going into the Social Security Trust Fund to compensate for the coming increase in payouts. They also raised the retirement age to 66 beginning in 2009 and 67 beginning in 2027.
There's going to be a shortfall beginning somewhere between 2037 and 2042, depending on how you do the calculations. It's basically a projection. If nothing is done, it will reduce Social Security monthly benefits by down to 80% of their current value.
As with all forms of insurance, you have to make periodic rate adjustments in Social Security as the characteristics of the population change. The fairest way to close the coming Social Security gap is probably to raise the income cap. That is, to increase the amount of time which is taxed above the current $106,000 limit. Here's myth number two. We call it the nanny state blues. How often have you heard this? I don't need the government to plan my retirement. I can do it better myself. And it's my money anyway. Yes, it's your money. But a doctor, lawyer, or bond trader who has an advanced college degree and an income in six or seven figures has the resources to manage his own retirement plan. The majority of working people would find it difficult for two reasons.
First, they simply don't make enough money. According to recent studies, it takes a minimum of $60,000 for a family of four to live with some degree of security. Few people are in that income bracket. And I think that those that are still don't have the skills to invest their own money securely. What is good about Social Security is you start paying it at a very young age when you still want to spend all your money on whatever you want to spend your money on. And it's because you spend because there's a small collection of money from a very young age, it doesn't have to be large. It's 6.28% of your income. Am I right?
Yep, that's right. And safe investments are a problem. Bonds these days pay very little interest. Stocks have crashed twice since 2000 and have yet to go back to where they were in the late 90s. And everybody knows what's happened to home equity since 2007. And here's myth number three. The boss doesn't like it. And here's how it goes. If my employer didn't have to contribute to the Social Security tax, maybe he'd be able to raise my pay. I could sure use it. The boss never likes to pay his employees any more than he has to, and he hates taxes, which by definition are a cost to his business, which he has no control over.
Social Security is a part of your compensation when you work. How many of us, when we're 20 years old, can put away any money for our retirement? We don't even think about retirement at that age. Social Security, again, the reason it works is you start very early. You put in a very small contribution, and your employers match it for the entire working period of your life.
Okay, here's myth number four. And this one I know you've heard. The private sector can always do things better than the government. Well, here's how they go with Social Security. Private investment strategies can get us a better return on our money than the government can. Why not privatize the Social Security Trust Fund? This, I'm sorry to say, is nonsense. Very dangerous nonsense. Suppose George Bush had been successful in 2005 in privatizing Social Security, and the trust fund had been invested in the stock market. Suppose you'd planned to retire in 2008. Can you imagine where you'd have been then with 40% of the Social Security trust fund and 100% of your home equity wiped out?
By law, Social Security has to invest in government treasuries. These are called on the market T-bills. They're the safest investment in the world. Everyone wants them. China buys them. Japan buys them. Everyone invests in American securities because they're backed by the full faith and credit of the United States. In order to have Social Security be stable, to be always there for you, and not to have radical fluctuations in the amount of the account, it has to invest in the safest securities we can get our hands on. And that is our T-bills. We heard from Joe Blow in Camp Verde. Joe says, these T-bills are worthless. Joe, you want to send us your T-bills? We'll take care of them for you. We'll donate them to a charity of our part. If you think they're worthless, send them to us.
So when the Republicans say, let's privatize Social Security, putting people's retirement contributions into the stock market would pay much higher returns than the current trust fund treasury securities. please remember exactly what that actually means.
There's stories out there that illegal immigrants don't pay into Social Security. If you get a phony Social Security card, you and your employer have to pay the same amount of money into Social Security as everybody else, only you don't get to collect the money. People who've interviewed people who are illegal in the country, working illegally in the country, find that they just see that as a cost of doing business here. You pay your money in, you'll never get it out. Legally, if you're not here illegally in the country, you cannot withdraw any of your Social Security. There's another myth that the United States and Mexico have signed some sort of secret agreement that the people who work here illegally will get their Social Security when they retire. Won't happen. These myths started back in 2006. The ones circulating the internet have just substituted President Obama's name for President Bush's name. Same rhetoric, same logic. They've just changed the names and the dates.
Yeah, and something else probably people should think about is these folks also pay property taxes through their rents and sales taxes too. So, and they don't see any of it back. So, you know, that's something of a benefit to us, which may seem surprising.
It is true if you, as a young man did, was in the United States illegally, returned to Mexico, came back and established legal residence and joined the Army, that he could then apply to get his back Social Security benefits. But what will happen if there's comprehensive reform of immigration is that these are issues that will have to be decided then. Remember, you know, Congress can make different kinds of laws. It'll be very, very difficult for folks who've worked here even for a long time, if they're using a false Social Security card, to ever see their benefits or see a portion of their benefits. It is really something to consider. In coming weeks, we're going to have two programs on Medicare. As we said earlier, Republicans are proposing radical cuts to the Medicare, to your Medicare. I will be interviewing Arizona State Senator Kyrsten Sinema. We'll be interviewing the head of the minority in the State House, Chad Campbell, both really interesting folks. We'll have on May 9th, we're going to have an interview with Governor Howard Dean, who was the past president of the National Democratic Committee. On Memorial Day, we're going to have our veterans program with Mike Cosentino. We're going to be discussing the Bryan budget, right?
Yes, the Bryan budget. We'll be doing education, veterans affairs. We have quite a lineup set up for the coming weeks. And just remember, folks, you can always see what's up on Democratic Perspective by going to our website, www.vvid.org. And you can find contact information. You can email us or leave a voicemail message for us or even send us a letter. And you can see the podcasts of all our latest shows and links to the supporting information, which we refer to here on the show. So that's it for today, folks. We hope you'll join us again soon on Democratic Perspective.
If you want to leave us a message, You'll probably get an answering machine because we'll be taking our naps. We're old guys. We'll be napping. When we wake up, we'll return your calls if you don't leave too nasty a message. We do really want to hear from you. We will respond. The number is on our website,
www.vvid.org.
Thank you for joining us, folks. We'll see you next week.
And we love your cards and letters.
Again, folks, that's Democratic Perspective. You can hear it every Monday morning on the Chasm Airwaves at right after the 8 o'clock news. And to get a hold of them, I would suggest that you visit the website, vvid.org, and you have all the contact information there you can need to get your messages forwarded along. We'll catch you again next time.
You've been listening to Democratic Perspective, brought to you by the Verde Valley Independent Democrats, a weekly talk show focusing on the political issues facing the Verde Valley, Sedona, Northern Arizona, and the nation at large. Catch us every Monday morning after the 8 o'clock news, right here on AM 780 KAZM. It's beautiful out there, folks. Have a great day.